Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we're on, and this is, I would say, OnlyFans Q&A Live, but that's for the regular season. This is the Camp Report for August the 2nd, 2024. Interesting day, as they're going to, or not, scrimmage tomorrow in the stadium. They're waiting for more weather reports as the night moves on to see whether they cancel it or not. If they do cancel it, I have been assured that they will practice indoors, and if they practice indoors, then we will follow the same protocol that we follow at our Discord, and that is, I will get my notes, I will follow the notes, I will give you notes as everything goes on, and then I will just post them all at once as soon as the practice is over, since it will be considered a closed practice. And then, of course, we will still do our 3YPC camp report that we do every single day. And if you want to participate in any of these camp reports, you got to become a member of our Discord. And to become a member of our Discord, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins and you become a member there for $3 a month. We promo it in every single one of our downloads. So anytime we drop a download, whether it be a 3YPC podcast or a 3YPC camp report, we give you the links to follow, as well as our OnlyFans store, and to become a, or to buy stuff from our OnlyFans store. And we're really proud of our designs, and we're really not trying to get rich off of you guys. You could get the sequel, and it's been a hit so far. If you want to get the sequel to the Miami Tua 2020 shirt, we have the McDaniel Tua 2024 shirt available for $19.99. If you want to buy that, you go to onlyfins.printify.me/products. As always, this show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Go to Prize Picks, use the promo code 3YARDS, and that's the number 3 with the word yards. And you deposit $100, you get $100. It's as simple as that. All right, let's get to it. It was an interesting day. Tua was wearing the orange. They had pads on, although you wouldn't know it from the play. I will say this. The first two plays from scrimmage were, you know, pretty cool shit. Okay, and I will get to it. Since Tua had the orange, he controls the ox. And if he controls the ox, he controls the playlist. Man, you know, I don't know what you want to say about me, but Tua's a 26-year-old man. Man, I like his music. This music was good. And more will come. As far as this podcast goes, I will reveal some of the stuff that was on his playlist. I dig it. And if you want to dig it, I'm pretty certain that the Miami Dolphins Twitter account will put a link to his playlist. I, for one, am going to download that thing. If they put a link to the Spotify playlist, that thing's going into my playlist. It's, what do you want me to say? That shit was fire. Let's get to it. Tua Tagovailoa in orange. And then I write, I would have nailed it yesterday, man. I gave Kyle Krabs. Kyle Krabs had one job, and he failed. I gave him a choice. I gave him Tua. I gave him Waddle. I gave him Storm Duck. He took Waddle. I would have given it to Tua. Well, he got the orange. So I would have gotten my first. The best I ever did was last year. I nailed five of them bastards. That's five out of 25 orange jerseys. It's pretty good. All right. Tua's first song off of his playlist is They're Not Like Us. You know, how can you not start with that, right? Fire. Special teams. Berrios is returning. That's happened a lot. And then I write nobody, and I mean nobody, works like Jalen Ramsey. Spoiler alert for, you know what? I'm going to let you guys pick the practice player of the day. Marinate on this, all right? It's either Robert Jones or Jalen Ramsey. I'm going to let you guys pick. If you guys want to give it to one guy or the other after what you hear, what my notes were, you can. I will tell you, I'm leaning Jalen Ramsey. All right, secondary install, unit installs, and then I write to his playlist. And then I put a little Bart Simpson emoji, like swaying side to side. It was pretty cool. Jalen Phillips is smoking, and I write this. He is smoking through the change of direction drills. I don't think I'm out of school talking about this because Omar Kelly put it out on Twitter. Man, he looks good. That dude's playing week one. I don't see where there's a doubt, right? QB warm-up, far field. And then I write, I seem to be preoccupied with this playlist, right? I write, playing now on Tua's playlist. Shaboozy, a bar song, tipsy. Jam. 1v1 turkey shoot commences, and Sanders gets Cater on a fade. And, I don't like these things, okay? The 1v1s, like, what are you really getting from it other than hurting the confidence of your defensive backs? It's Tua Tagovailoa. Even if it's Mike White and Skylar Thompson, these guys can throw one-on-one routes, man. They're going to put it where it's not in danger. The defensive back really does not have a shot in hell. Okay, it's not good. So I tend to shy away from these things and not go play-by-play on these. But I'm going to give you a couple of highlights. Sneed gets PI called on Saran Neal. Saran Neal, by the way, he's been a fixture as far as talking to the media. He's a talker. Kind of fun talking to him today. That was a lot of fun. Not more fun than talking to Julian Hill. Kind of cool. I got Julian Hill. I asked him, because he kept touting his 560 squat. And man, a 560 squat for a guy that's about 250 pounds, it's pretty good. He immediately said, oh, you got to check what, because I asked him, all right, you got a 560 squat. That should be tops in the tight end room. Who's tops on the team? And he immediately said, you got to check with the offensive line. And then all of a sudden he demurred and he said, well, maybe check with the defensive tackles as well. He gave up the ghost, man. Like, I got him to, give it up. So somebody in the offensive line group is the tops in the squat room. Who do you think it is? I don't think it's Robert Jones because I've seen him work out. So Robert Jones might be a strong dude. He muscles guys out of the B gap. That guy is a good guard. And by the way, spoiler alert, I think he had a great day today. great day today. But I don't think it's him. So who can it be? Who's tops on the team in the squat rack? Julian Hill essentially just gave it up. It's the offensive line. So the next time we get to talk to somebody from the offensive line, I'm going to ask them. All right, Snead gets a PI called on Neal. We covered that. Other QBs diming it up in 1v1. Like I said, I don't like the 1v1 turkey shoots. Not for me. As soon as I say that, and I write, Tua sails an out route. Tua to Malik on a bomb on Neal. And then I write, turkey shoot is done. And then I write, damn, now some Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, man, Tua was laying down the tunes. Pretty cool shit. Like, he can have the ox whenever he wants, man. Whenever I'm doing a cookout, if I could have him over to my house when I'm manning the grill and I'm rolling it, he could roll on his iPhone or his Samsung, wherever the hell he runs his fucking music from. Yeah, he could play the music. He was good today. Like, that was a good playlist, period. And I'm hoping. I'm waiting. If somebody has already heard it, you can post it in the chat, and that would be cool. Because as soon as this thing is done, I'm going there to get the download. If it's in Spotify, I need Tua's playlist. It's just cool. Really eclectic. You had everything. You had some rap. You had some island music. You had some reggae. You even had some Fleetwood Mac. Moving on. Tua escapes up the field. Flag holding. Toss left to Mostert, finds room. Hit by Ramsey and others, fumble. Good play. This set the tone early. And then I write, recovered by the defense. And then I write, good hit. Delivered by Holland. Mike White in. Wilson finds three on the inside run. Paul picks up a block at the second level. Patrick Paul is coming along. The only reason he's not going to contribute this year is because we're hoping that Teron Armstead is going to play well and that he's going to be healthy. And if he is not healthy, then we're going to rely on Kendall Lamb. But Patrick Paul is coming along. Like, this is not, I don't think it's hopeless with him. I think that this is, it's looking better by the day. Let's just say that. All right, Jalen Wright with six on a lead. Good-looking surge from the offensive line. Tua comes back in. Offsides, defense on the snap. I didn't think the offense was very good on this day, by the way. Mostert slams inside, lowers the shoulder on Holland. A little edge here, I write, and then I put a little emoji with the heart emojis on the eyes. Guys were hitting early in practice. And you could see that there was an edge to the play today. Deeper Texas route to Achan. Tua missed him completely. Toss left to Achan. Nice cutback. Gets six. Skylar Thompson in. Toss to right. Speed gets him four on the outside. Out of bounds. Right inside right. Hayes gets a good block on 78. Saran Neal blows up Brooks on a toss left. That was pretty good. He diagnosed the play right away, and Serrano said, I'm giving up my assignment. I'm running into the backfield. I'm blowing up this toss play. So at this point, we're talking about August the 2nd, 2024. Next week, they're going to face the Atlanta Falcons. You want to hit other people at this point. I'm sorry. Like, at this point, you're just sick of seeing the same people over and over again. You want to hit somebody else. RPO glance to Waddle, finds 20. More on Waddle. By the way, at the end of practice, Jalen Waddle, a little gimpy. I'm not going to say, oh, he's limping, he's dying. No. A little gimpy. They called practice. Doesn't seem to be serious, but, you know, he wasn't going to get many more snaps. And while you don't have Odell Beckham out there, you're stretching the snaps thin among the wide receivers that you want to have play. So it stands to reason you just cut practice. Although they cut it. What did they really cut it? They cut it a minute short. So I don't think Waddle's injured by any stretch of the imagination. He's just not. He just couldn't. You know, it's not a guy that you're going to make him work through whatever he had today. He should be fine soon. All right. Tua throws away a check down to the left. He saw the defense selling out to the flats, and he just said, I'm throwing it into the stands. RPO glance to Waddle finds 20. We talked about it. Check down right to Mostert for a few. Robert Jones having success with Sealer, I write. Spoiler alert, I like what Robert Jones did today. Toss left to Mostert, gets 3. And then I write Ramsey again. Man, I got to give Jalen Ramsey his flowers. The guy's just working, man. That guy brings it every practice. He's looking for snaps. Remember, he has every opportunity and every chance to say, I'm a Hall of Famer. Do I really need this shit on the August of, you know, the 2nd of August on a Friday? Nah, I don't need this. Not him. He's grabbing every single snap that he can. That's what makes Hall of Famers. He's a good player, man. And he set the tone on this day. And spoiler alert, that's who it's between. It's Jalen Ramsey or Robert Jones for the player of the practice today. I was impressed with both. All right, Skyler goes deep on a corner. Nobody is there. Miscommunication. One guy went in. The pass went out. Quick slant to Burton off the fingertips. This was a, you know, I don't want to sound the alarm, but my God, a lot of drop passes today. And the conditions were fine. It wasn't raining or anything. You know, just catch the damn thing. Tua in. Inside zone to Mostert. Gets 7. Nice run. Tua deep to Waddle. Doubled. Overthrows him. Illegal hands to the face on Robert Jones. He mauled. And I make a note of it. He mauled Brandon Peely. Brandon Peely tried some type of bull rush. And Robert Jones stood him up. Grabbed him. Put his hands. And his hands kind of moved up into the face mask, and then he just planted him. Check down right, Achane drops it, White in. Deep skinny post, intercepted by McMorris, but there is pass interference called. It was unclear who was called on, but the flag was on the field, and they respotted it. And then, all right, White misses Schwartz deep. Schwartz ran into almost the parking lot, and you could see he was a bit frustrated. Mike White just missed him. Schwartz had his guy deep. I believe the guy he had deep was Isaiah Johnson from Syracuse, who's a guy I kind of like, but he had him. All right, Mike finds, and this is Mike White, finds Waddle on a short valve. Waddle gets 12, good-looking play. Offsides on Jalen Ramsey. It's called, but there's a respot to the 49-yard line. Tua Tagovailoa is in, situational. All right, 15 seconds, needing a field goal to win. Defense rushes nobody. It was interesting. They snap it, nobody rushes. You see 5 offensive linemen just sitting there. And Tua scanning the field, and Tua sees nothing, throws it away. Next play, no rush. Tua immediately looks to check down. They come up on the check down, and Tua throws it away again. Short pass, flag. After Mike White comes in, incomplete, offset penalties. Then there's a meeting at the 50-yard line, and I got flashbacks to last season when you watch these referees just sit around and start arguing everything or debating everything. They come out with a decision. Incomplete, offset penalties, but it's 5 yards against the offense. All right. Off of Schwartz's hands on the slant, trying to set up a field goal. Nothing. Sneed drops it on a slant. Nothing. Horn blows. They come up with nothing on the situational. It was just 2 quarterbacks. It was Tua and it was Mike White. Neither one came up with anything on the situational. I don't think they're trying a 62-yard field goal, by the way. Horn blows. New period. Special teams. New groups being tried and practiced on special teams. And then I write, but we know who the staples are. And we do. If you're listening to this podcast, we know who the guys are. It's Cam Brown. It's Saran Neal. Those guys were brought in here for a reason, and those guys will produce and will be top guys on the special teams units. All right, respot at the 20. Tua is in. False start right away. Kind of sloppy practice. Tua tries to put a ball over Campbell, and this was an interesting throw. It was one of those, like, you know, one of those YOLO throws. Like, I'm trying to put this right over Elijah Campbell, who's robbing the intermediate zone, and then I'm going to try to hit. Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This guy between the safety, the corner who's dropping, and think of a triangle. Okay, think of a safety robbing the intermediate zone and the deep safety coming over on the hash and then the corner on a drop. Creates like a triangle, and Tua's trying to drop it in there for Waddle. And Campbell gets 2 hands on it, drops it. Ambitious throw. Don't do it again. Next play. Ramsey, nickel blitz on Tua. Dump off for a few. Bang, bang, play. Ramsey jumped up and down, and he wanted the sack on it. They did not give it to him, although I would have said, you know what? At the very least, he would have gotten a hit on Tua. But Tua gets the dump off, and they gain some yardage. They gave him that, but I'm iffy on it. And remember, I'm watching from up here, but you know, from up the stands, but I got my binoculars trained on the play. Man, it was so bang, bang. Like, that thing was, like, really, it could have gone either way. So we're just going to call it an even play. Let's call it zero. But Ramsey really wanted the sack on it. I don't know if he gets the sack. I think Tua just throws it away. But he got the pressure and killed the play. All right, Mike White in. Glance shot to Jonnu Smith. Gets 15. Good-looking play. Tua comes back in. Respot at the 25. Throwing deep out to Schwartz. Pass interference on Ethan Bonner. Ethan Bonner made some plays today, by the way. Tua sacked by Harris or Bell. And I write Harris or Bell because there was a debate among the beat writers. I was like, man, that's Quentin Bell. And then Marcel Louis-Jacques and Omar Kelly and Alan Poupart were like, I don't know. Maybe he stepped into Harris and Harris would have gotten the sack. So I'm going to go ahead and is split the difference and give the sack to Harris or Bell. Mike White in, toss left, right loses 5 yards to Maitre. Tua in, Mostert, power left, gets 3 yards. Tua, short dump off to the left, gets a short gain. Skylar Thompson in. Bad snap, Meyer, drink. Man, I really screwed up this kid's career, man. I saw him like 4 days ago, and I said, man, Andrew Meyer looks like an NFL player, man, as a center. He's moving good. You know, he's hitting his doubles all right. His snaps all right. Since then, he started sailing snaps, and then today he broke the streak. It was 2 days since a bad snap. He decided, I'm going to send one. So, anyway, all right, first one in a couple of days. Drink. Wilson gets a short. Flat route to the right, takes it for 8. Horn blows last period. I was wrong, by the way. There was 2 more periods after this. Respot at the 30. Middle screen to Achan. That pops big. And you could tell that was the play calling. Okay, that's Mike McDaniel and Anthony Weaver. That's Mike McDaniel messing with Anthony Weaver. Like, okay, you're going to keep dialing all this crap up? How about I call a middle screen on you? And it pops. Sure enough, Anthony Weaver sends the house. Middle screen to Achan, and Achan was running around with a lot of green grass around him and blockers. Does he score from 70 yards out in a game? Maybe. At the very least, it's, man, he's getting a lot of yardage. All right, go route to Connor, and then I put check that. It was to Ingold on the slot fade, slot go. You've seen it. You've seen the play. Overthrown by Tua. Misses him. But he was kind of open. Like he created space. Short option route to Snead. Gets 7 yards. Flag. Quick out to Jonnu Smith. First down. Gets 10. Skylar Thompson comes in. Short curl to Waddle. Dropped by Tariq on the drag route, I write. Nick Needham gets a PBU on a deep curl. And he celebrates. The whole defense is around him. Nice play by Nick Needham. Like, this thing was getting fitted in there. Skylar Thompson, I thought, was all right in this practice, and he was trying things. Defense was just rejecting him. I write nice play on Nick Needham. Good note for Nick Needham. You know, a lot of people are, oh, my God, he might get cut. You know, this might be it for him. I don't know. The more Cam Smith does not practice, the more the Nick Needhams of the world do get to practice. And impress. Scott Thompson kills Ants with a throw. No idea what he was looking at, I write. I saw the play. It was some type of route combination to the right. Maybe a scissors combination. And he gunned that thing right into the ground and killed maybe 4 or 5 ants about 15 yards away as there was nobody in sight. So I don't know what to call it. Tua comes in. We're winding down practice. Deep to Waddle. Underthrown. Intercepted by Ethan Bonner. And he makes plays. Okay, it was underthrown. Oh, my God. Yeah. So it was underthrown. Ethan Bonner doesn't. Take it away from him. You know? He sucks. Don't give him the interception because it was underthrown. He made the play. He's a good player. And while he's playing, Cam Smith is rehabbing with kettlebells and sleeves and things. I hate to be this guy, and I'm never this guy. But the coaches are pretty much the same way. Don't be injured. Don't be sitting around hurt, not practicing, not producing, while others are actually getting snaps and producing. Cam Smith is on notice. For one, I think Ethan Bonner's already overtaken him, and only for one reason. He plays. And Cam Smith doesn't. He's injured. I write, and this caught my eye. Malik Washington was fast with a cheap motion. I thought that thing was illegal. That's what Mike Florio was telling everybody, right? The truth of the matter is that Mike Florio doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, okay? And he's just being sensational. But although the zeal that he went out there with this news of the emphasis on the rule kind of suggests to me that maybe Mike Florio doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And maybe if you're tuning in to see what he says, you're probably wasting your time. Because Mike Florio does not want no ball. I'll go ahead and say it. He doesn't know ball. All right. Deep end cut. Berrios falls down. That's not good. Not good for the team. Not good for him. Period. Incomplete. Smoke screen on the interesting play call to Wilson. Man, if I told you what they ran on this play, I'm probably going to get thrown in a gulag. But let's just say motion here, motion there. Remotion, reset, new formation, smoke screen, releasing offensive lineman, and Wilson catches the ball. And all of that, and he gets about 4 or 5, maybe. Practice over. All right. Plenty of guys afterwards. I talked to Julian Hill. He is a pleasure. I want to see that guy succeed. And it's not that I want to see a guy succeed and, you know, maybe he's not good enough to play in this league. Julian Hill is physical. He's shown the chops as a pass receiver. I think he's going to be really, really good in this league. And he played really, really well. All right, we went a little long, and we're at, my God, 26. My notes were really, really extensive. So let me get into all of the questions. I'm going to try to get to all of them. Just fire them off. All right, if you want to get any of your questions answered, just throw them into the chat, and I'm going to get to every single one of them if I can, because I'm going to go really, really, really fast. All right, does Berrios make the team based on this camp so far? No. Now, will he make the team? Maybe. But if it were up to me, he hasn't shown anything that he hasn't shown enough to make the team. You could, I think, reasonably cut him and use Malik Washington as a kick returner. Now, will they think different things? There's preseason games coming on, and I think that those games will matter. Moving on. How the defensive tackle competition has looked? Who is in front? Who looks in trouble to make the 53? Dude, you could pick up the depth chart and you could call it yourself. The guys who have names, they look good so far. Tart, Gallimore, Harris, all those guys. Benito Jones, Calais Campbell, obviously. Zach Sealer. Yeah, those guys are going to make it. The guys at the back end of the roster are probably practice squad guys that might not make it, might get cut, and might try to massage them onto the practice squad after you cut them. What season bets are you making? This is a good question, because this is something that I am eyeballing. Dolphins to win the division. Big bet to win the division. To win the conference, smaller bet. To win the Super Bowl, equally small bet. Tua Tagovailoa to win the Super Bowl, to win the MVP, equal bet to the division. So those are the bets that I will be making in the next couple of weeks. The one I am most comfortable with and the one that I am putting the most money on is the Dolphins to win the division. It's paying something like plus 175. I can't tell you where because they are not a sponsor. But it's paying plus 175. Look it up. So you're getting plus money on the division. I like the Dolphins to win the division this year. I'm not even sweating it. Do they have enough on the O-line currently? No. Or is there any sign they might have to look outside at guard? And then he writes, Alf, thanks. Yes, I believe they are looking at guard as of right now. I think they need an interior offensive lineman. I think it's obvious at this point. Which vet is most in danger of getting cut due to camp performance at this point? We talked about it. Braxton Berrios. Is it realistic to think that that they address the interior offensive line outside of current roster? Do you think they need to? Yes and yes. I think they will and they will. Do they think the team is serious looking at replacing a guard? Man, a lot of guard questions, man. With yet someone from another team, and could Liam be part of that swaparoo? Yes and yes. Does Reek's lesser weight and bulk seem good to you? Yes, it does. It's looking faster, sleeker. Next one. Does Waddle look even better in season 4? I don't worry about Jalen Waddle. I just don't. I don't worry about Jalen Waddle. That guy is tough as nails, man. That is one of the best contracts this team has signed in 40 years. As soon as they extended him, I celebrated, man. I celebrate Jalen Waddle's contract more than I even celebrate Tua Tagovailoa's contract. Jalen Waddle is a stud. He's tough as nails. He will perform for you. I love Jalen Waddle. So I don't worry about him. All right. Any Cam Smith injury updates? He was not there today. So read among that what you will. I will tell you, the day before, I saw him with a 25-pound kettlebell doing exercises that would have blown out both of my ACLs. So if he could do that, it stands to reason. And I've said this like 4 times already. Stands to reason. It's like one of my favorite phrases. It stands to reason that Cam Smith should be okay to practice soon if he could do these exercises. He looks fine to me, man. But TikTok, 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 TikTok. You're losing snaps. You're losing your spot to Ethan Bonner and the like. Kader Kohu. There are other guys that are vying for those snaps and those spot and that spot. If I were Cam Smith, work. All right. Which Dolphin do you think is the best kisser? Great question. Tua Tagovailoa. How's that? SFC Mortar Vet puts his IV in there, and it's awesome. It's a skull wearing a Kevlar helmet that says, "We bring our own rain." Just cool. Anything you wear with anything with a skull and a helmet is just going to be cool. It just is. All right. They canceled the scrimmage. Due to inclement weather, the stadium practice at Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday, August 3, has been canceled. Can I say this? Awesome. That means I get to watch it indoors from the cardio deck. Nice and cool. Maybe with a margarita with my feet up. Patrick Paul, still arrow up? Absolutely, 100%. Looking at a few of the developmental guys they've chosen to keep around from last year, outside of Bell, is anyone else showing development? Hayes, Vandenberg, Schwartz, Sanders, Tanner, etc. All of the above, but man, it's a numbers game. Vandenberg has looked good, but he's going to have to earn his way onto the team on special teams. I have doubts. It's a tough group. These are all good players, by the way. I think they're all NFL players, all of them. Every single one of them. Tanner Connor's issue is always injury. Given the emergence of edge position depth, how do you think the snaps will be distributed? Snap counts? Man, that's hard to say, right? Do you think it's possible that the Dolphins move on from White and invest in a seasoned backup? No. As of right now, no. He's still here. You know, if you're going to move on, it's probably for Ryan Tannehill. Snap counts on the edge? Man, Quentin Bell, Emmanuel Ogba. Jalen Phillips, when he gets back, that's going to be the lion's share. Chop Robinson's going to get a lot of snaps. They like him, and he's impossible to block. That's a guy you got to play. A player that's further along, more impressive than you expected. Same thing, but further behind, less impressive. Further behind, less impressive, Liam Eikenberg. Let's do that again. Further along, more impressive, Chop Robinson. He can't be blocked. Do you think they address interior offensive line depth with a guy not on the team right now? 1,000,000%. Where do you think our offensive line will rank this year with our current roster? Middle of the field, mid-pack, something like that? We're at 34 minutes. We've gone way long. I'm just going to take two more. Do you think we will truly be more run and pass balanced? Yes. Are we going to slide back to mucho passing as has Mike McD learned? I don't think so. I think they're going to be a much more balanced team. Do you think it will be enough snaps for a combo of Chubb, JP15, Moe, and Chop? Yes, yes. There's plenty of snaps to get, man. A defense that plays 55 to 60 snaps, there's plenty of snaps. If you could keep these guys fresh, why not, right? And then he writes, will you see all four at the same time? I think it's hard to see all four at the same time. Yeah, I think that's too much to ask. Last question. Has Jalen Wright cemented himself as RB3, or is that still Jeff Wilson? I think it's still Jeff Wilson. Jalen Wright's been very good this camp, but Jeff Wilson is a pro. He lost weight. They guarantee part of his contract, and he's moving really, really, really fast. He's earned his way on this team as of so far. We still have 3 preseason games and 3 joint practices to go, so things can change. But as of right now, Jeff Wilson is RB3. All right, that's it. There is no more. Tomorrow, they will not do the scrimmage in the stadium, so they likely will do it indoors. If they do it indoors, then I will take notes. If they do it indoors, that means that the practice is not open to the public, which means I cannot live post on our Discord, which is discord.gg/OnlyFans. So I will write down the notes and then release them as soon as the practice is over. But till then, we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.